The two representatives will join eight other members of Congress on the trip. Mark Green represents northeastern Wisconsin. Paul Ryan is from south central Wisconsin. Green says the bipartisan group of lawmakers were chosen by the Speaker of the House. He says the goal of the trip is to see what progress the military is making. Green will also meet with Afghan leaders who will likely have questions about the number of civilians who have been killed so far.
We want to make sure that our leaders are taking every possible precaution to avoid civilian casualties. But I think part of it is learning more about some of the obstacles and challenges that they face. I think that's what's key. We want to make sure that we're utilizing every bit of technology and intelligence to do everything we can to achieve our mission with a minimal of collateral damage.
An estimated 40 Afghan civilians were killed when U.S. fighters allegedly bombed a wedding ceremony in early July. Other civilian deaths have been reported. While in Afghanistan, the representatives will also be briefed about expanding the war. Iraq is widely thought to be the next target. Green isn't so sure.
My own view is that it's far too early to be talking about any kind of action against Iraq, but I want to meet with regional leaders to learn more about it.
Mark Green and Paul Ryan leave for Afghanistan on August 21st. They'll stay a week. In the meantime, they're collecting signatures on banners that will be given to soldiers from Wisconsin. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.